Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Sipping on my ENJ, man. Trying to feel
right,
good.
Damn. You done went back to the old school with that shit there, man. You done went
hey,
way
man,
back.
You only live once, man. You might as well enjoy the shit while you're here. You know what I'm saying?
The guy. Right, damn. Irking Jerry.
It's cheap, man. It was cheap. I had just enough money in my pocket to buy it, so I bought it.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. I ain't going to trip on you, but God damn.
Ooh,
that shit used to have a nigga. I used to have a nigga doing bad back in the day.
It's probably like my second time ever drinking it, so.
You said what?
I said it's probably my second time ever drinking the shit, so I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, well, shit. I know I've had many a nice boy, many a bad mornings after that shit was done, though. Ooh wee, easy, Jesus, irking jerk. Whatever you want to call it, that shit don't get no damn good.
I'm just doing a little networking right now, man. Go ahead with the show.
Okay, so that's what's up. All right, man, check it out, man. I'm sitting around, man, you know me, networking and politicking like we do, man. And I got to ask the question, man. You know, and this question came from the fellas. I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Why is it once the woman had kids, you in a relationship, the woman had kids and shit, the sex drive just leave? It's like they don't do the same shit they used to do to, you know, keep you there. You know what I'm saying? The lace panties and the negligees. Now you get is the holy T-shirts. And you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got attitudes. I told them, dog, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, we were sitting around kicking, and they was like, man, let me just go by saying, this is just a conversation I sparked up, but from my understanding, what was told to me, this right here in itself is the main reason that men cheat because of women, and then I can kind of feel them on it, too. You would look good to go out to a club, but you won't look good for me at all. I'm not understanding that concept, dog. I ain't understanding that concept at all. I mean, hell, I'm your man. I'm the motherfucker you need to be looking good for. Why in the fuck, I only see you looking good when you walking out the door. I don't know.
Right.
We got to call it. I think this is LaFonda. LaFonda, this you?
Of course.
I really said that.
Did you really just say that? For real, we deal with kids all day, like all day long. Like, you kids do not know how hard it is dealing with kids. Of course we're going to look good going to the club, but just remember we're bringing it home to you. We got to look good going to bed. You know how good we look because that's how we got you.
All right, but okay, you just touched on the magic thing. That's how you got me. I mean, what? Because you got me now, you going to let yourself go?
Good point.
Man, first of all, I don't sleep in any clothes any other way. I sleep in the nude, so I don't have a problem. But, I mean, sometimes when it's that time of month, maybe you just want to throw on T-shirt and hold it off.
I don't know, LaFonda. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here, you know what I'm saying? I come home, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type of motherfucker, I will take a shower, you know what I'm saying? Once I take a shower, I'm taking a shower, I'm going to shave, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put my little smell good and everything on just to go to bed, just so it attracts
you. Okay, but a man, how many times out of the day, if you got kids and your kids stay with you, how many times out of the day do you really, like, okay, let me go on here and give my girl a break and go deal with the kids?
Oh, no. Now, if we're living together, it's a two-way street. I mean, what, you a stay-home mom? Now,
no, I work every day.
Right.
I work every day. I still got to come home and deal with my son, my daughter, my niece, and my nephew. So, with that being said, I'll be tired. And by the time I get ready to really lay down, trust me, I'm not trying to look good for nobody. I'm trying to lay my behind down. Because the minute my head touches the pillow, I'm knocked out.
Okay,
I get 2 hours
okay.
of sleep a day before I go to work.
Okay, LaFonda, I understand what you're saying about that. I mean, do you got a man living with you?
See, I would never ever live with a man again just because some men are just ignorant. You can't stay with them.
I mean, whether he live with you or you live with him, I'm just saying. What I'm saying
I would
is
never
that.
Ever live. We can never. I can never cohabitate with a man unless you put a ring on my freaking finger. Because the last time I stayed with a man, I got the shit played out of me.
We
got a house together.
I did
try to like go to bed looking good every night for him.
You ain't finna do it.
Huh?
Those words just came out your mouth. After you get out work, you ain't finna do it. But hold on one second. Got my man, Mr. Charlie, what's happening? Hello?
Oh, yeah. What up, my sister?
What's up?
All that shit, the webcam,
You on the webcam, man?
Yeah, I am.
I know you are. I thought Mr. Charlie just said he was on the webcam.
Oh, no, I think his call dropped, man. All right, well, now back to you, LaFonda.
Okay, that was my first ever relationship where I was in, like, seriously in. What?
Okay. I mean, at some point, don't you think you did it wrong?
I did a lot of stuff wrong in that relationship. I actually listened to him.
You actually listened to him?
I found out this dude was still married. Was still married to the was still sleeping with him. On top of that made me look really dumb.
We didn't
even break up. Do you know I went to working a double, and this dude moved all the furniture out of the house when I came home. The house was empty. Come on now.
Hold on. The guy, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. The guy, you and the guy was living together?
Yes.
Okay, so him and his wife had separated.
Yeah, like he told me he was divorced. I didn't know they were still together, like still married. They didn't have no separation papers, no nothing.
Okay, well, you know, I understand what you're saying. I know a lot of times we say we separated and we really don't be. I mean, that means I just moved out or some shit like that. But now what I'm saying is, he lives with you, or was he just coming over there spending the night?
No, we got an apartment. Like, we spent some time together. We were together for like 6 months. We decided to move in together. And we went and looked for an apartment together. We found an apartment. We moved in together. I bought the furniture. I bought the beds for the kids, his kids included, including my kids.
Okay.
I bought the TV, the furniture, everything. Food,
okay, LaFonda, calm down, baby, calm down. So he was there every night, right?
Every night. Did not miss a night of being at home. He was at home every night.
So he was there every night.
I wasn't doing FaceTime, so.
Well, LaFonda, what about now? LaFonda, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, what I'm about to say. That was your problem.
What?
I mean, you were never home. You let a motherfucker come in and invade on you. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this now. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself, but I think I speak for a lot of men when I say this. I mean, I understand that y'all these new liberated women. I get that. I'm not down in that. But if every night, because I mean, I'm gonna tell you the real. I've been through where every other day she's working herself. Well, you know, that shit didn't fuck with me. That's why you were sitting there working that double every day, and then you come home talking about you dead tired. You don't want to do nothing with me. Well, guess what? I'm gonna find somebody else to.
Every night, got some head, got some booty, got all that. What are you talking about? He got all that plus more, and a home cooked meal when I got home.
Hold on, LaFonda. Yes. Now you're not gonna sit here and tell me, because now you're not gonna sit here and tell me that you every night.
He knew what he was doing. He came at 82.
LaFonda, I'm sorry. I mean, I understand your pain. I feel your pain, but you just not gonna give me the pain.
Him and my mama got into it, and mama told me that he said he was going to move all the furniture out. And I said, he wouldn't do that to me. Like, he wouldn't do that to me. He telling me he cared about me. He wouldn't do that to me.
What the hell? They told you what was going to go down. I mean, he said it. He didn't make no bones about it. But like I said, LaFonda, you're not going to say, I'm just saying. You working?
Every night, and he ain't getting up every night. If he pissed me off, you ain't gonna touch me, and that's just it. Ain't no such thing as makeup sex in my book. Like, seriously, you not finna touch me. You piss me off, that's the end of that conversation. Your ass sleeping on that damn couch, and I'm finna sleep in this bed.
Okay, no, you could go sleep in that bed, but I'm not sleeping on that couch.
He slept on that couch a whole bunch of nights.
Right, okay, there you go, LaFonda. You telling me everything that I need to know. LaFonda, you not listening. If a man got to sleep on the couch every night, he not going to deal with that too long. He going to find somebody bad to sleep in, baby.
He already had a bed to sleep in. He was sleeping with me and his wife. What are you talking about? And the thing about it, everybody always talking about you a homeworker, you a homeworker. If somebody don't tell you you married, they married, that's not your fault. You can ask all you want to. I dug into his background, asked. If you with this man all the time when y'all first started dating and he don't tell you he married, something is wrong. That means he a fucking liar. You can't get mad at the other female. Get mad at your man because he should have been honest enough to be like, you know what, this is my situation. I'm married. If you don't want to deal with me, that's on you.
LaFonda, all right, I understand all that. I hear what you're saying at that part. You're right, but now, Let's just work with me for a second. Work with me. Janine, what's up, baby? I see you on here.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
Okay. Not. LaFonda, just work with me. Work with me on this.
Okay.
Let's just say you got to be at work at 7 o'clock, right?
At 7 o'clock in the morning, yep.
Right. So now you're doing a double. You're doing a double. You don't come home till 11, am I right?
Yep.
Okay. You don't get off at 11. That means you might not make it home till 11:30, maybe close to 12 some night.
I ain't making home till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so now
I was doing a double.
Now, LaFonda, listen to me now. Listen to me. Now, I mean, let's just say, for instance, you might do, what's your average, 3-4 doubles out the week?
You said I might do what?
I wish I averaged 3 or 4 doubles out the week.
Like 2, because when you do 3 or 4 doubles, they get overtime. They hit your overtime up for taxes. So I learned
I only get
2 doubles a week. 2 doubles a week, which was not bad. Unless
okay,
I got mad at it.
Right. Now, hold on, LaFonda. Might I ask what you do for a living?
I'm an RN.
Okay, so, all right, now, so you work at nursing homes?
I just started working in the hospital now, but I was working in nursing homes.
Okay, now, LaFonda, I gotta say this. I've dealt with somebody who worked at a nursing home. I know how that shit gets. The doubles, I mean, you know what I'm saying, the 2 or 3 doubles out the week. You come home, you leave the house at 7 o'clock and you don't come home at 1. I mean, LaFonda, who the hell want a dinner at 1 o'clock in the morning?
That's stupid. On my days off, he got what he needed. So like this,
okay.
On my days, you know, you get these 2 days off a week where you can do whatever you want to do. He got what he needed. Like, seriously, if we have a sex for like 2-3 hours, you should be good because my head be tired. And I'm going to make sure you get yours off, and I'm going to get mine off, and it's 2 fingers wiped out because I'm going to sleep.
LaFonda, baby, I'm sorry. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I know it's about trying to get that money. I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, no, can't do that. I'm sorry.
Because we stayed in Chicago. I worked in Indiana, but we stayed in Chicago. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was about my money. Yeah, I had kids that liked nice stuff, and like some your kids like nice stuff. And sweetie, the job you got, unemployment don't work. Cause he had a job when I first met him, and then he got the company laid a whole bunch of people off, and he was one of them people. So I was about my money first.
Was he contributing to the house?
Yes and no. I'm going to say yes and no because I was asking if his money was going and it wasn't really going. I was like, where is your money going? And he kept on saying, well, you know, I got child support and. I said, I'm not getting no child support. But I was like, and? That don't mean that you, where is your money going? Like, rent is $600.
Okay, and so you weren't contributing nothing to that rent.
Hell no, he's to that rent. I paid the rent every month.
All right,
but
well,
that's a woman. That's a real woman. I'm going to hold my own household down no matter what.
All right, well, you had a deadbeat. I'm sorry. You had a deadbeat-ass nigga.
I mean,
that's all.
The one dude that I did have that was actually a good dude, I kind of, yeah, dogged him the fuck out.
All right, okay. All right, Janine, what's going on?
You said what's been what?
I said what's going on?
Nothing, slut. All
right, now, me and LaFonda, we got off on this conversation because I was saying about how, you know what I'm saying, the relationship. I mean, once y'all get in a relationship and all this, LaFonda said that she was working so much. Me personally, I think if you work too much, that's going to affect your relationship. What I mean, is it just me? I mean, because I'm like this. I'm not saying that a woman should be barefoot and pregnant. I'm not. First of all, let me get that straight. I'm not saying a woman should be barefoot and pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I'm not going to lie to you. I do expect things out of my woman. I expect dinner. I expect dinner out my woman. I expect it in a timely fashion. I'm not saying that I got to eat every day.
Okay, but do you know how to cook? I'm just curious. I'm just asking, do you know how to cook? Because you got 2 hands and 2 feet, too. You need to get your ass up and cook for me sometimes.
Okay, now, LaFonda, you know what? I understand your concept. And what I'm about to say, probably going to set both of y'all off. And for real, I mean, I grew up.
Please tell me you're not going to say no chauvinist pig type shit.
I'm about to tell you now. I grew up in a male chauvinist house. I did.
If you want to be with a modern woman of today's age, you might want to learn how to cook other than hot dogs because it's going to be some days where Like today, I had a headache. Do you know I still had to get up and cook some kids? I just got rid of my headache.
Rhonda, can I put my sister's plate?
Yes. No.
Right. Now, my whole demeanor about it, my mother's a coordinator. My mother was a coordinator. Yeah. So yeah, I learned to cook at a
What grandma is talking to you?
I learned to cook. My mother taught me how to cook at an early age. I know how to cook. Somebody thinks they better than me, but I know once they find they can cook. Damn, married guy.
Wow.
Rhonda, you still with me?
I'm still here. I just can't believe the statement that just came out of your mouth, though.
No, I ain't even saying it yet. All I said is that I know how to cook.
Okay, but why now, you can't cook then? I'm just saying.
Hold on now. If my thing is this, and like I said, I grew up in a male chauvinist house. I mean, my old man was a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't going to say he practiced everything, but his Muslim belief did come in that if I got to cook and I got to clean this house all the time, why in the fuck I need you?
That's true, but every once in a while, why you can't get up and do it? Like, seriously. I believe in the thing that a woman should take care of her house, but a man should also help. It should be 50-50 at some point.
I'll take out the garbage.
I mow the grass. If something in the house get broke, I fix that. That's my job. Your job, my job is the maintenance.
Somebody was just talking about this on Facebook, and they said that a man should stay at a man's job and a woman should stay in a woman's job. But I think that's just wrong. Like, seriously. If I'm working and you at home at the time and you see the house dirty, why you can't get up and clean it up? Like, if I'm always doing it.
If I come home, if I just got off work and you at home on your off day and you see the grass, you
I'm
going to
clean it up. And I'm going to get out there and mow it, because when you were single, you had to do all this stuff. So don't pretend like, okay, you got in this relationship and you didn't know I'd do it before.
I don't cut no grass.
I do, because you have to learn how to
take out no garbage.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't cut no grass. You shouldn't take out no garbage. You shouldn't do no plumbing. If your man laying in that house with you, there's no way you're supposed to take out no.
I'm talking about before you got with that man, you had to do all that stuff. So I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna chase my ways a little bit. If you sitting up, you gonna take
out. I don't know about that, LaFonda. Like I said, I'm a firm believer that we all got certain things to do in the house. Now, if a motherfucker, if the socket explode or something, and the socket need to get changed, hey, Chaz, you got to get. I don't care how you do it, you better get that socket changed. If the dryer go out. Cass, I don't care how you do it, you better get that dryer fixed. If it's time to eat, hey, you got to cook.
Okay, I believe in that to a certain extent. But what if I'm sick one day and you want something to eat, but I'm not feeling good? You going to get up and cook yourself something to eat? Or you going to still expect me to get up out of that bed and fix you something to eat? Even though I'm sick.
We're going to buy something to eat.
Right, there you go. There you go,
Jada. Are you serious?
Yeah. I was raised in the same type of household. I'm sorry. I was raised like that. My mama catered to her husband, and that's what I do.
You know what? I'm adopted, so that's totally different. I was raised in foster homes until I was 12, and they didn't do all that bullcrap in a foster home.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just raised like that. But then, too, my mother didn't work. You know, she worked off and on. And she didn't work. And I know it's harder for us women now because we have to work. It's not like, you know, it was when they were, you know, not working and staying at home and doing everything. But I feel it's just a custom in me to do it. You know what I mean? It's just automatic. And I feel like my boys or my man or something like that supposed to do what the men supposed to do. I don't cut no grass. I don't take out no garbage. I don't do work around, like, you know, mechanical stuff and stuff like that. I don't do stuff like that. I feel like my place is to do what I'm supposed to do as a woman, the wife, the girlfriend, whatever.
Hmm. That's kind of true. But if I was raised in that type of household, I probably would, but I wasn't raised in that type of household.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I mean, you ain't never teach it. You ain't never going to learn, so Fonda, get your ass in that kitchen.
I know how to cook. Don't trust me, I know how to throw down in the kitchen. That's not the problem. My grandma wasn't no joke. She taught me how to cook. But, like I said, it'd be days that I'd be sick. Like, seriously, I'd be sick. Like, today, I couldn't even function. I had a migraine out of this world from last night. And I couldn't even function. When you turned on the light or turned on the TV, I thought I was going to pass out.
All right, well, now, with that being said, now, if you're feeling like that, yeah, maybe go lay down. I'm finna go get some pizza. I'm gonna go get some pizza, some tacos, or whatever the fuck ever I gotta go get. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure the kids get fed. You know what I'm saying? If you that sick that you can't get up, but now if you're sitting there talking about, I got a cold. Girl, get your ass up. Good.
See, I don't do stuff like that. Like, my sickness, it goes, like, whoever I'm dating knows what's going on with me. But as far as, like, the kids, like I tell my ex that I had, I had to let him know, my son is allergic to a whole bunch of stuff. Honey, what's in the refrigerator, you won't have to cook because you can't go out and just buy anything. My son is lactose intolerant. He allergic to peanuts, strawberries, he allergic to a lot of stuff. He can't eat oranges. Yeah, you're not going to just go out there and go buy my son anything. You got to go to the refrigerator and go cook because I buy certain stuff just for him.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to come on out that bed then, because, I mean, if you got a son that sick, you're going to have to come out that bed and cook then, because I don't know what to go get him then.
Exactly. All right, well,
hold up. Father Time, where you at, dog?
I'm right here, man.
What do you think about this?
Just sitting back listening, man.
What you think about it?
I think everybody got valid points. You know what I mean? But when it all comes down to it, I mean, a woman, I mean, her job is to cook. I'm sorry. Job is to cook.
Like I said,
my job is to bring in the bacon. Her job is to cook the bacon. Now, if we both working, then whoever gets off work first should cook. I do believe that.
Thank you.
If we both working. But now, if you ain't working, I mean, if the dishes need to be washed, you get your ass on in there and wash the dishes.
I got a question. Okay, is it like a cold with y'all that y'all get mad when a woman makes more than a man? I'm just curious.
That shit don't bother me. Ask the name.
It don't bother me at all. It don't bother me at all. I'm crying. Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you. Are you constantly trying to throw that in my face? Because I know
I'm just asking a question because this dude stopped talking to me because he accidentally saw one of my paycheck stubs. Like, he asked, I promise you, I didn't lay it down on purpose. It's just I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, and I was trying to put something up, and he saw my paycheck stub, and he's like, what do you do for a living? I was like, I'm a nurse. He's like, this on a regular basis? I was like, yeah.
LaFonda, it was more than just your check.
Motherfuckers
making more money, that's less I got to spend. I mean, let's be realistic. The average man, if you look at that check like, okay, she making twice more than me, I mean, he probably gonna put the heavier load on you. You know what I'm saying? Not all men, but you got some men. But
so
now
he did stop talking to me because of that. I asked him why he stopped talking to me, and he said, I feel like I'm a man, and I should be making more money than you. And I said, what? I said, you sound stupid. And he was like, no, I'm so scared.
And he do. He sounds really stupid. I mean, shit. I mean, as long as I can carry my weight, you know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about what you make. said. Hell, you make
what
he
said. He said, if we were to ever go out,
he said, why would you feel make them feel like they the man? That's what makes the difference.
Right.
I disagree. My ex-wife made more than me, and that shit didn't fuck up our relationship.
That's what I made.
And shit didn't bother me. I didn't feel less of a man because she made more money. She was making more money than me when I met her. What, I'm going to tell her to quit your job so I can make more?
Right.
I'm stupid.
That's what I said.
If y'all love each other, that's just more income coming into the house. I mean, I'm not going to miss that thing.
We used to go out, and I offered to pay. He said I would have to put the money in his hand before we go in the restaurant so he could pay for it so he could feel like he a man. Are you serious?
They call that low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got a problem. I've been out on dates where the woman have paid. And, the waitress or the waiter might look at me like, damn, motherfucker, you ain't going to even pay? Fuck no, bitch, that take your ass home. And you ain't getting that check. You ain't looking at it. Fucking out. Fuck you. You ain't getting no tip, man, bitch.
Well, that shit don't bother me, man. I don't care. I mean, if we get paid on the same day, she makes twice as much as I do, that means I could take part of my check and go get that new NBA Live or that NBA 2K or that Call of Duty.
Are you serious?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to turn that to a positive.
It's going to be a positive for me.
I don't know about y'all.
My thing is this.
As long as I make enough to carry my weight and we sitting there and there's extra money in the house, no, I'm not going to try to take all your money and spend it. But shit, if I need a couple of dollars, baby, let me get $20. I'm going to go out with the fellas and buy me a drink. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't feel no, I mean, when it come down to your significant other, you shouldn't feel too much pride. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to just run to you every time. Like, hey, I need some money. But if I'm in a bind, then, yeah, I'll ask you. But you know what I'm saying? Now, you got a motherfucker that as soon as you get your check, he got his hand out and, I want my cut. And you have something wrong.
And I agree. But now, on that note, y'all, we're going to slow it down and get into a song right quick. Everybody sit back, relax, enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
Do I know your friend who? At a club.
Ow.
Who was there? Hell, I wasn't. Wait a minute, calm down. I was at a club with who? Get the fuck. Man, you know what? Girl, I'm not about to sit up here and argue with you about who's to blame or call no name. Real talk, see girl, only thing I'm trying to establish with you is not who's right or who's wrong, but what's right and what's wrong. Real talk, just because your friend says she saw me at a club with some other bitches sitting in VIP, smoking and drinking and kicking it, tell me girl, did she say there were other guys there? Did she say there were other guys there? Were there other guys there? Well, tell me this. How the fuck she knew I was with them other girls? And when the whole club packed, wait a minute, let me finish what I've got to say. I've been with you 5 years and you listening to your motherfucking girlfriend. I don't know why you fuck with them old jealous, no man having assholes anyway. Real talk. Always accusing me of some old bullshit when I'm just trying to have a good time. Robert, you did this, Kills, I heard you did that. Don't you think I got enough bullshit on my mind? Real talk. Hold up. Didn't I just give you your hair, toes, and nails done the other day? Yeah, your ass was smiling then. Real talk.
some damn money. I ain't gave nobody no damn money, girl. Is you tweaking? You see what your problem is? You're always running off at the mouth telling your girls your motherfucking business. When they don't eat with us, they don't sleep with us. Besides, what they eat don't make us shit. Real talk. You called my mama's house and what? Girl, my mama ain't got a screen, no call for me. Real talk. And watch your mouth. Fuck me, girl, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about what you talking about. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm coming home and getting my shit and getting the fuck up out of Dodge. You ain't gotta worry about me no more. And the next time your ass get horny, go fuck one of your funky ass friends. Hell, you're probably already doing that shit anyway. You gon' burn what? Bitch, I wish you would burn my motherfucking clothes with your trifling ass, Milton. You bogus girl, Milton. Start your car, warm it up, get ready to take me home. This bitch done lost her motherfucking mind.
Oh, I love that song, boy. I love that damn song. That nigga said, stop, girl, take it home. This bitch done lost her motherfucking mind. Oh, I love that song. Oh, that's why. But hey, I'm sorry. I know. We said we gonna go on the R. Kelly strike, but hey, I love that damn song.
Man, R. Kelly back. You don't know R. Kelly strike? Who said that?
R. Kelly back is what?
I object.
R. Kelly, he sucks. It sucks ass, really, really bad.
What?
Sorry. That CD sucks. He ain't got no good songs on that CD. And I bought it.
You out your mind.
Decade.
As my man said, you out your rabbit ass mind. R. Kelly is the baddest motherfucker on the planet. Say that to somebody.
Back in the day, as for now, I'm not really too sure about what
that motherfucker still makes good music.
That right. No. That nigga say you probably fucking them anyway.
Exactly. Next time you always get horny, go fuck one of your funky ass friends.
Hey, you know the fucked up part about it is Janine probably be like, I already was. Now, tell me you wouldn't do shit like that.
Huh?
Now, tell me you wouldn't tell them. Be like, okay, go over there and fuck one of your fucking ass friends. You're probably fucking them anyway.
What?
You'd probably be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you ain't going to say that shit in my face.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, all right, so let me go. Get the fuck up out of here.
Now, today, you
know after you
check it.
You
gonna
what?
I said, I don't think she gonna make it, y'all.
Exactly. Hold on, man. We got a new caller to send to y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This Lisa.
What's happening? What's going down?
What's the topic tonight?
Whatever you want to talk about. What you want to talk about?
I'm just gonna listen in and not jump in when I have something interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, fill in on the topic, dog.
All right. Well, now Lisa, check this out. Talking about, I guess to start it off talking about relationships and, you know what I'm saying, about the women, you know what I'm saying, after you got your man, what do you do? I mean, because me personally, I was saying a lot of women nowadays, after they get you, you know what I'm saying, we don't see the late panties and the pretty bras, we see that motherfucker T-shirt with the holes in it and all that shit. what I'm saying? The negligees go. The teddies. We want to know where them went. Why once y'all got us, you know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, let me say naked always works. Naked always works.
Right.
But, I mean,
well, I can't answer that because I stay naked. But on special occasions, I may do a little something.
Well, see, then, well, naked always works. I'm sitting here.
Right.
Goddamn, Lisa, you ain't put no page up yet.
I didn't put the toe of this. Which one is this?
This is Chad.
Oh, hey. No, I didn't. I've been at work all day. Came home and took a shower. I'm naked now.
Damn. Oh, hold on. So if I said it, it would have been a problem? She said, wait a minute, who is this talking? Like, well, what you trying to say?
Come on, dog. Already know. Stop with that, man. You know, we didn't discuss that. You didn't got over that. You didn't got over the fact I look better than you. Now, don't start acting up now.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, how neither one of y'all look, so.
Well, see, go on the page. You can see us.
Hmm.
Actually, we're in the chat room right now.
Right, well, we're in the chat room.
So let me ask y'all a question. Now, the conversation we had last night about hits and Rick Jill, did y'all see the Facebook posting today?
Now, actually, I talked to Hits today. He said if he get a chance, he said he's going to call me today. He said he's going to call in today if he got a chance to. I talked to him earlier, and he said if he got a chance, he's going to call in tonight. You know, I hollered at him. I said, man, you know, y'all want to know what was going on with what was going on. So if he called in, we definitely will address what we're seeing.
What are you doing?
Hold on. We got a lot of sadness.
Honey, what's all that?
I think I found it.
Lisa, baby, you back with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now back to all this nakedness. Now, okay, let me ask you. You know what I'm saying? I come home, let's just hypothetically speak here. I come home from a hard day work, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you work or not. I mean, you do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
All right, now, you know what I'm saying? What I said is that I expect certain things. I expect certain things out of my women. Well, my woman.
Mm-hmm. You need to let her know your expectations up front.
But now, Lisa.
I'm going to say it's on TV,
y'all. All right. Now, check this out. I expect these from my woman. I expect my woman to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I expect my woman to cook. No. Me and LaFont had a conversation, and I did say this. On record to say, I said, if I come home, after I get off and cook and clean, what the fuck do I need you for?
I didn't hear that last part.
If I have to come home from work and I got to cook and I got to clean, why do I need?
Does she work?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, you still with me, right?
I'm here. I was asking, does she work?
Yeah, she works.
Okay, well, if she works, I mean, y'all can share that responsibility. Both of y'all working.
Exactly.
All right, well, now here's my thing. Here's my thing, and I know I don't know how you're going to look at it, but, yeah, I do. I came from a male chauvinist background. Old man had to look to leave, and my thing was the woman had to cook, the woman had to clean. The man's job is to make sure the upkeep of the house. thing is okay. So now, with that being said, I mean, if I'm taking care of the house, I'm making sure that, you know what I'm saying, the copy stick out, the grass is cut. I mean, if something's wrong in the house, if the dryer get broke, I got to take care of that. If the box is broke, I got to take care of that. So, whatever. My thing to you as well, I mean, when it comes down to the cooking and cleaning, I feel that's your job.
It all depends on what type of woman you got, too. Because me, that need to be an independent. I'll bet you just named that myself.
What category do you fall in? If me and you together and I say, well, leave the damn baby up, I mean, shit.
You hollering about cutting the grass and doing the lawn. Okay, I may be out there with you planting flowers.
No, I mean, well, now if you plant flowers, that's your own thing. That's your own thing. But I will not let you cut grass. If you out there cutting grass, I feel like that's my job. And if we got a son, that's his job now. Boy, get your ass out there and cut the grass. That ain't your job. Your job ain't to cut.
Well, you know what? I really don't have a problem with the cooking and cleaning part. I don't want you to say, oh, that's your job. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to play my part. As long as you play yours, you wouldn't have a problem in that area.
Okay, well, let's change the term instead of that's your job.
Right.
Play your position. All right, as long as you play your position, we good. So you play your position, right?
Right, I know my position, right.
Right, so if you responded on the one that's over here acting up on here tonight.
No, I ain't acting up. I believe that sometimes if a man come home before a woman, anyway, a real woman gonna have her house clean before she walk up out of the house in the morning anyway. And that's just me.
Right.
If I walk out of my house, it gotta be clean.
You do what you do. I got no problem.
If a man messed up, you need to straighten out what you messed up.
I would even give you a conscious effort. I would make sure my drawers get in the house.
What did he say?
I'm gonna make sure my drawers get in the house. If not, I'm gonna be straddled up. I'm gonna make sure they get in the house.
I got the numbers on there, though.
Yeah. I'm
that's all I'm breaking up.
Hey, stop. Sam, you with me, dog?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, man, check this out. I got a message today. The ref said we didn't let her in yesterday. Now I didn't see the ref press one. So
neither did
I seen that she was just on here and I see that she hung up. But she didn't press one.
I didn't see her on here at all, so that's what you gotta push one. You call the show long. She can call the show enough times to know you got to push one.
Now,
the only motherfucker that get away with that shit nowadays is Janine.
Now she said she pressed the one button. She pressed the one button. We didn't. Maybe the one button broke.
I didn't see her push one. So, but now let me comment on this topic, man.
No,
I have to agree with LaFonda to a certain extent. I think you can split it. You know, who is that arguing back there? Talk to my say, get your ass. I think you can split it. I think if my woman wanted to go cut the grass, get them and I ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna crack me a beer open and watch.
Honey, I'm not cutting no grass. I'm not doing it.
I can't do that.
Because I mean, if you want me to cook and clean, you cut the grass. Take the garbage out on your way to work. You going out the door first.
Ooh, that's really bizarre.
I'd rather
take out the garbage
ever. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with taking the garbage out? If you on your way out the door, you see the garbage is piling up, you leave first. You got to walk past the garbage can to get to your car.
Okay.
Why you just can't get out the bag on your way out? What's the problem with that?
That's not a job. That's your job.
No, if I'm going if I'm gonna be cooking and
taking
cleaning two, three
snack.
Times
Wait
a night.
Who's taking that hot garbage now?
Huh?
LaPonda, who's taking that garbage now?
I am, because I'm single.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Right.
So what's the difference? Whether you got a man there or not, if you get women want to be independent, take the goddamn garbage out on your way to work.
The reason why women are so independent because men, some men are jackasses, and they don't know how to take care of a home, even if they, it was sitting right in front of their face.
No, that's not true.
I said most men.
That's not true.
I said all.
Wait, man, hold up, dog. I'm finna see something. Right quick. I don't want to say that we didn't acknowledge that. Rev, did you hear?
And now they got to fuck with me.
Rev, you're not pressing one. I don't know what's going on with you. Rev?
Hello?
Yes, can we get out? What's going on?
Nothing. I pressed one.
I don't know why I'm messing up odds of yours, but we never seen one. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just listening tonight. I didn't have nothing to say yet.
So you never pressed one?
I did press one last night. That was last night. Y'all
I
just been having technical difficulties.
Look, man, that's your phone now. Now, see, I was on your side.
Well, it worked this time.
No, technically, you ain't pushed one yet.
Exactly. I just read your inbox, so I just brought you in.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought it was because I pressed one, after you said something.
Anyway,
I really don't know what all the topics are, so I really can't say nothing right now.
I'm about to tell you what the topic is. Somebody just said men ain't shit.
No, I did not.
Basically,
tell her
what you said.
I said some men do not know how to take care of a household, even if somebody tried to train them. It's like you got to train a man to do what you want them to do. If I say sex, and if you train them, it's like, go piss everywhere.
Sweetheart, you train animals, not men.
You got to train some men.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
Men are the way they are. Because women treat us bad.
No, not all women treat you good. You can have a good woman that treats you good as hell, and you some men just say, all them out.
No, that's not. If the man has a good woman, he going to keep that good woman.
No, he's not.
Point blank. He going to keep the good woman. He ain't going to keep that one that's always on his trail about take the garbage out. Why you can't take the damn garbage out?
That's wet, man.
Let's just supposed to be 50-50, right?
It's okay.
I mean, I'm not asking you to fix the dryer. I'm just saying, baby, on your way out, can you take the garbage out with you? I'm washing dishes. And you can take the garbage out. And I'm washing dishes.
Probably something on once in the blue moon.
See, that just takes me to this point right here. Where is it at?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Ooh.
Me, I'm about to give me a white girl. Y'all sisters is just too much.
Okay, first of all.
You get you one. That's what you need then, because you can't handle the black woman by making that statement.
I can handle all the nagging.
Hold on, man. I just stepped away for a second. What? Damn, man. I stepped away for 1 second. You got chaos going on here. What the fuck you didn't say, man?
It's a white woman.
The same thing all weak niggas say. They gonna go get them a white woman.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's all I said. And that don't make that, you know what, that does not make a man weak because he chooses to date outside his race. That does not make him weak.
No, that doesn't. But when you put it in context the way you did, it does. Because you can't handle a woman that's got a voice. And most black women have voices. You're going to find some that's submissive and everything else, too. But when you can't handle, when you got a real strong one, y'all can't seem to handle that. So what do you do? Say you're going to go get you a white woman. And go back.
It's a difference between, being strong and not knowing your damn place.
You can say all that. But when it comes down to it, they can't do what we do. And I guarantee you that. And eventually, y'all run and get your back on
me. No.
What is it that y'all can do that they can't?
There's lots of things that we can do that they can't. Cook is one.
No, don't say that because my white girl.
I'm saying that. Well, I ain't tasting no food. None of them cooked. It tastes like nothing. Most of the time, if I knew they cooked it, I wouldn't eat it no way.
Me, you hanging out with the wrong white girls because my white friends get up down in the kitchen.
I think somebody got in here.
And if they do, they probably learned it from you.
No matter what they learn,
they probably learned it from you. Well, I mean, it's not embedded in them. That's something they have to learn. We born with that. Most of us, anyway. Not all black women can cook stuff, but most of us can.
All white women can't cook. Some white women.
Well,
can cook
I'm just saying, I ain't run into none that can. When you get you one, by the time you make sure they can cook and do everything that they cook, clean, all that stuff, you make sure they can do all that.
Cause them.
Did I fuck a nerve? Don't get upset.
I'm just making a valid point that you saying that, and that makes me think you're weak because you can't handle a strong black woman.
He ain't weak. It's that maybe he think
a strong black woman, a weak black woman. It doesn't matter. I should not.
You can't handle a black woman. Period. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
I shouldn't be. But no man should be attacked for that preference. If a man prefers.
No, you shouldn't be attacked for your preference, but don't say it because of black women nagging. If y'all was
because
doing right, you would have nothing to nag about. But
that's
if you was doing what you're supposed to do, you would have to say nothing to you.
Hold on, one at a time now. I want to hear both sides of this. I'm sorry because she's a part of this. Wait a minute, hold on before we even go there. We got another caller in. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? Who is Carmel?
It's Caramel. Quit saying my name wrong.
Carmel, Caramel, shit, it's the same damn thing. What the fuck is it? Okay.
All I hear is just a bunch of fussing. Now, what we fussing about?
I'm going to call him. I got to go to work, so it was nice talking to y'all, but I got to go.
All right, now, LaFonda, you take care.
All right.
Man, what is that?
Who's eating some chips?
It sounds like somebody eating chips.
All right, man. Now, I mean, we at least and LaFonda, they both been left now. So, go ahead, dog. Cause I mean, I come back, people hanging up. What the hell you just said, man?
All I said was, where are the white women? That's all I said. I played the little sound by, where are the white women? I mean, goddamn.
Father, tell me, you pissing people off tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to have a good ass time. People taking shit the wrong way. God damn. Not that damn serious. I don't even date white women.
To ask the voice. You was cracking jokes last time because I was sick. Now I can talk. Nah.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We got another one on here. Selena, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the topic? Man.
I left the most somebody mad sleeping. I think he done pissed a couple people out. Then I knew. I left. I knew. I left. 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 But I'm saying, though, how can they get all upset? If I choose to date a white woman, how could you be mad at me? That's my preference. That's what I choose to date.
I choose one of
you, right?
Because I feel like, shit, you like what you like.
Exactly. So, I mean, why they want to get all bent out of shape? I don't even date white women. I just play around like, where are the white women? And then they got all upset. I don't
know.
White
women. No, that's not true. That's not true, because I didn't get upset.
Well, I'm saying I was making a point to you. That's why I played the soundbite, because we was having a conversation. We were talking.
I
played the soundbite. Where are the white women?
If that's your preference, it's my opinion that you're weak. You have a right to your preference, and I have a right to my opinion. And by you saying that, makes me think you're a weak person. So,
damn.
I'm not upset about it.
That's understandable. That's understandable.
You can
date
whoever you want, but don't have a problem with me thinking that you're weak.
Well, hey, if I dated white women and you thought I was weak, then, I mean, that's your preference. If that's the way you want to think, that's the way you should think.
Right.
But goddamn, all I did was play a soundbite. Jesus Christ.
What's your name?
Hold on. Hold on, man. Let's just go to the song. We'll be back in a second. Let's just go to the song. Amen.
Turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind.
right, y'all. We back.
We see.
Shout out to Selena. Oh, no shit. All right, y'all. Now, before we left off, I mean, I don't know what happened. I had to do something real quick, and when I came back, I heard Rev and Father Time hollering. So now, with a calm manner, I'm gonna start with you, Rev. What happened?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
He was telling me about the topic, and then he made a statement like, where are the white women at? And I told him to get a white woman, and that shows me that he's weak by making that statement. And he said he got a right to date who he wants to, and I said, yes, he does. And I have a right to think that he's weak for saying it. This has got to be done before I can cook.
That ain't my fault. Well, I wasn't even talking to them. I was talking to Rev. Because that's how me and Rev talk to each other. We always into it. That's just what we do.
What was it, Cass? What's going on?
Dog, I'm going to be real with you. I stepped away from the mic for a second, and when I came back, I seen motherfuckers hanging up, and it was utter chaos.
What's going on, Father Time? What happened? What's the subject? I mean, what's going on? I mean,
man, dude, all I said was, where are the white women? And, oh, man, they got bent out of shape, man. They got bent out of shape, man. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even, you know, this is 2011, man. It shouldn't matter who you date. If a black man date a white woman and that shit bothers you, you need to get over it. Get over it, because, I mean, that's the time that we live in. You got black women dating white men, but nobody say nothing. But as soon as a black man date a white woman,
that's not World War III. I don't think nothing wrong with it.
That's not true, because black men have a problem with white women. I mean, black girls dating black men, some do as well.
No, they don't. I don't.
But you lie. No, you know, not all of them. I'm just saying, because I don't care about no black man dating no white woman.
Right. You shouldn't get bent out of shape about it. Not at all.
But I'm saying some black dudes get to go the same way. It goes both ways, though.
It's 2011, man.
It is. I don't give a damn, because I'm a date who I want to date.
Exactly.
Pink toe, blue toe, shit. I'm going to do me. As long as it's all about me, that's who I fuck with, me.
That's my whole point. And can't nobody get mad at you because you decide to date who you want to date.
You're right.
Now, how can somebody get mad at you because you're dating somebody that you want to date?
Exactly.
Does that make any sense? Don't make no sense. You're going to get mad at me because I'm dating a white woman? What did you say?
I don't think she got mad because you dated the right woman. I think she got mad because what you said. And don't say it again.
Well,
I
don't feel like you said no wrong. I don't feel like you said nothing wrong.
I didn't. All I said was, I played the soundbite, where are the white women? That's it, dude. That's all I did.
You don't keep saying to get beat up.
Look,
You know that was a joke. I can give a damn.
And where are the white women at?
That's all
right,
I see.
To me, shit, most of the brothers that the white girls do have, shit, the brothers that I'm kind of happy. Shit, I just want to give them a hug. Take that nigga up out of here.
The people who got offended, they hung up. So it's a dead issue. Let it go. Move on.
Okay, but what's the topic, Zach, Cass?
Last time somebody said that, and I said, Father Time to a man, shit, I came back, it was chaos. So I'm going to tell you what the topic was. We were trying to figure out, us as men, we were trying to figure out why once a woman have a man, I mean, you know, when the courting process is all lace panties and, you know, the good shit, but once she got us, she see the whole shirts and them motherfucking scarves.
Because the courting stops. You know the answer to that. That's a no-brainer. When the courting stops, the panties go. And then we got to go to gravy panties. But I like pretty panties, so I ain't worried about it.
If I really could, I'd walk around ass naked every day. Fuck draws, fuck bras, fuck all of
them. I know,
because
in reality, the niggas don't care about the draws anyway.
I'm not the soul for bras and panties anyway.
I don't stand that long anyway.
Hold on. We already said naked is the best. Naked is the best.
Okay.
We're talking about the ones who, you know what I'm saying? I come over there, you know what I'm saying? Okay, Selena, I come over your crib. We chilling, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm coming over, you know what I'm saying? You smelling good, looking good. You know what I'm saying? One thing leads to another. I pull them pants down. I see them sexy thongs grown. You know what I'm saying? Now, this thing went on for a couple of months now. Once you got familiar with me, you know what I'm saying?
I broke out in a dicky suit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta keep that courting going. Or go bathroom if you want to see them bathroom panties. Girls like that too.
Damn, you ain't got none?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying if that's what you want to see, you know, that'll be a little hint, like, you know, a little hint, like, bitch, come on now, put on some more panties.
Well, yeah, just open my drawer, and see, I'm very organized. I have panties, color panties, lace panties, thongs. You ain't going to see no pants shoes in my shit. Fuck all that.
Hey, you come here like that.
I'm very color-coded.
My thing is this: if you start me off with the lace panties and all that, or if you start me off every time I come, you naked. Shit, that's
yeah.
You got me. Every time I come there, but then all of a sudden, once you got me, all I see is these big ass bloomers and all that.
Maybe she on her time in the month.
Okay, right. and that's when you get your pass.
She probably had a visit from Mother Nature.
I guess I can pretty much explain it.
Some women probably are like, shit, I got some nigga now, so ain't no purpose of me pulling out the good panties and shit. But it's just like some niggas, you got to be real with it because, like, in the beginning of the little relationship or whatever the fuck you want to call it, they be sending candies and cookies and flowers and all that other shit. And after a while, the shit stops.
Or how about folks that keep a nice face? Shit, my folks don't like getting haircuts and saved after a while either. Think
exactly.
That shit's solid and it ain't cool.
Shit,
get that shit faded, you know.
That's bullshit. Now, the average man, unless he's trying to grow his hair, he gonna, you know what I'm saying, he gonna go get shaved. He gonna go get shaved and cut.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, what was that,
Janine?
What?
I thought I heard one of them old
lords.
No.
That was me.
That ain't true. I've had guys that do that. They just take longer than usual to get their hair cut and stuff. Be looking all with the beards and stuff all ingrown and everything. I've seen
that.
I
look at them saying, what the fuck is that? Go get that shit
right.
You got the right to say something.
I'd be like, what the fuck is that? Shit, you need to go get that wax, baby. This ain't what to do.
Okay, why you look at them? If I decide to sit in a ponytail at the back of your damn head.
Well, you can't tell no woman what to put up under her clothes, because I don't know what. I'm the person, I don't wear bloomers, but some women cut your ass out, like, I wear what the fuck I want to wear.
But you weren't wearing that shit when I met you. You weren't wearing that shit when I met you, why you wearing it now?
Okay, I'm
so much. I don't know. If I had to answer to the question, I'd give it to you. But I don't wear bloomers. I'm sorry, that's not me. I like to look sexy all day, every day, when I wake up, when I go to sleep, during the day, pretty much all through the day. And like I said, if I could, I literally would walk around outside as naked.
Okay, and then here's the fucked up part that what you just said. I mean, not to say y'all, but don't women know naked is sexy? If you want to feed your man, you walk to the door with a t-shirt and he's on, no bra. That nigga dick getting hard instant. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have pissed him off. You could have been like, you know what? He could be like, okay, I'm coming to get my shit. You and him could be on the phone, are you? Well, nigga, come get your shit. But yeah, I am finna come get my shit. Walk your ass to that door, open that door butt naked, or just nothing but a t-shirt on. He gonna be like, hey, baby, come on, let me talk to you. Let me holler at you right quick. I don't even know why we fight.
Shit in the world. Now, that's easy. It depends if you really don't want him to get your shit though. You might just want him to get your shit. Put on the bloomers, bitch. Put on the bloomers. Okay, I quit. I'm just saying that. Hey, boo-boo, I missed you. One. You feel like I'm going to get some? Hello?
Y'all is crazy for real.
Oh, shit. No, I'm silly. And I'm serious at the same time, though. Shit.
I wouldn't even do all that. I just sit in some heels, ass naked, right at the door.
Ooh, ain't that the best?
Y'all, like, you still mad? You mad? Okay, we're going to work this out. Let's go to the bedroom. We're going to work this out. Let's see what the problem is.
We got it. It's not going to happen. A man is not going to, if you ass naked or you ain't got shit on but a t-shirt, the rim of y'all ass still showing. He gonna come in that room and he gonna say something stupid like,
I got fast.
Why we doing all this?
That's wrong with y'all. Shit, I'm like, fuck all that. Shit, I sit there ass naked like, you still mad? Okay, well, let's go work out the problem. Let's go work it out. Shit, we need to get to the bedroom, whatever the fuck, close the door, we can sit on the floor by the door.
Hey, he's looking at that ass. Checking that ass going side to side. You like, oh, God damn. Wait a minute now. Hold on. Y'all are motherfuckers.
Told me to come pick him up. He said, I know what he said.
Who need to get picked up?
Selena.
He's talking to somebody else.
I
know. Killed another.
Well,
rude ass.
They
was treated
nice. Huh? Huh? Fucking rude. We trying to talk and you sitting there. I'll go pick the motherfucker up.
What did you turn down? I put the phone down. I didn't know you had me. I'm sorry.
Rude ass nigga.
Huh?
What?
I don't think you like what I got to say anyway, so.
I love
I'm brutally
it.
Honest with these niggas. I know you do, but you don't.
All right.
Oh,
that's
true.
Janine, let me ask.
Okay, so I go.
Janine, let me ask.
They like, you the girlfriend? I'm like, no.
I'm right here.
They're like, who do we live with? I'm like, you can use that. So.
Okay, what happened again?
All right, now Janine.
Yeah.
Janine, you still? All right, now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. All right, it's me and you. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all keep talking about these women. Y'all keep saying these women, you know, that, you know, us niggas, you know, we'll turn tail once y'all naked. And I do, for the most part, I do, and I will admit we will. But now, come on now. He come in, he got this little white beat on, you know what I'm saying, little shorts that's kind of hugging around the dick area, and you see that bulge there. But now you mad at him, but you looking at that bulge. What you going to do? That's some good dick. That's some good dick. Now you see that bulge sitting there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? What you going to do? Is you going to make up with him?
Of course. Of course. Especially if we face to face. You know, I can't let him walk out the door, especially if it's getting hard. If he see me and then it's just getting hard, and I just can't let him walk out the door.
Okay. And understandably. But now, here goes the million-dollar question. Hey, Rev, you with me? Rev?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now, you see that bull sitting right there. You going to let him walk out the door?
No.
What?
No.
Wait. Hold on. Hey, Tyler, is you hearing it?
Yeah, man, I heard.
Rev, after the thing, what?
Okay,
no, I know,
yeah.
Right. 7.
Gotta write this one down.
7/22/2011. Rev, same question. All right.
Whatever.
I'm going to go for the gusto. What you going to do, Rev?
What?
What you going to do? You see that bowl sitting there and it's looking good.
All right, now. We ain't going to take it that far. I already answered the question now. Whatever, let's get to the business, and then we can have a nice, good conversation and some breakfast.
Okay, so you ain't going to let your pride get in the way neither, huh?
Hell no, shit. Fuck the pride, shit. My pride going to be on the bed, or wherever the hell we at.
Well, we can fuck our problems out.
I concur.
Yeah, somebody comes. Oh, yeah, the car ain't getting leased tomorrow. I was like, why would they rent y'all a car knowing y'all both don't have no license? Don't you have a car? Yeah, but.
Oh,
y'all. I'm on everybody on me. We on the link.
Yeah, honey, I don't know what to say. All I know is talk to him, just let him know, there's no need to call mama, ain't no really need to call me. We don't have nothing for him. And, you know, we put in the light one. I said, it wasn't easy coming from Gary's dad one. I was like, that's bullshit, and it's a slap in the fucking face. So I have to do him.
I want to slap you in your face right now.
Hello?
I want to slap you in your face right now.
I swear I had the phone there.
My whole damn show.
I'm sorry.
I'm
going
to fuck
you up. I'm sorry. You promise? Like, I'm just playing. I'm sorry. I swear to God, I had the phone down, though. I didn't think y'all heard me. Damn,
God,
that was so early.
Right. I mean, is it that serious, baby?
Okay, well, I'm done talking. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you, homie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The show over with?
No, the show ain't over with. I put everybody on mute just so we can listen to you.
Don't do that. Why you do that? That ain't even cool. I'm
on the top. We're trying to have a general conversation, and all we can hear is, oh, man, that shit ain't right.
I'm sorry. I know. I had a long day, man. Y'all pray for me. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. I was listening to y'all. Y'all was talking to me anyway.
We was talking to you. You was talking to whoever.
I'll talk to my sister, Negro. I'm sorry. Come on, let's come on with the conversation about bloomers and shit.
Girl, we didn't drop that conversation.
What y'all talking about now?
Father time, please fill it in. I'm not talking to her today.
I'm sorry. Be nice. Be nice to me.
What you want to talk about? You got the last few minutes of the show. What's on your mind?
The last 2 minutes of the show. Well, what a white man that.
I know, right?
Don't do it. Hey, don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. Hey. Don't
now,
do it.
What you weren't ready for that one. You weren't
don't
ready for
it.
That one.
I'm telling you, don't do it. People are sensitive.
No, but I did want to say something, though. How many of y'all... in gear is all them damn crazy fake pages they got going on. It's about 12 of them. You know what I'm talking about?
That deadbeat dad and all that shit.
That fucking cheaters on blast is horrible. You see that shit? That's gonna get somebody hurt.
Hold on, cheaters on blast? I see that one.
They got cheaters on blast. They got word on the street from G.I. They got fucking Gary fraud whores. Girl, it's a
okay,
it's horrible, girl.
Okay, let me ask a question. How do y'all know the pages are fake?
Because the they're fake because shit, the person ain't even using their real thing. That's why I say fake. Oh, but the shit is real. That's what's so horrible about it. They gonna get somebody fucking hurt. That's crazy.
With that being said, I heard today that somebody went. I mean, I use word of Facebook, so I don't know how true it is. But I heard that somebody went to somebody's house or to their job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And the shit is real. My first called me and confirmed it. I was like, you know, that was dirty as hell. Oh, my, I swear. And I said, you know what? I would never do that to nobody as far as they job. But, yeah, she did that bogus-ass shit with her son. What kind of shit is that?
What did she do?
What it was, the girl assumed that it was this other shit talking about her on Facebook. So what she said was, such and such, fuck you, because I know this you. And it went on from there, so they cut each other out. She tells her, you know, it ain't none of me. So she starts putting her business out on there. So what she did was went to her job, and what she did, made sure she seen her face, and she walked outside towards her car, and the girl came running out there talking about some leave my car alone or whatever. And she went in the store and told her general manager that she don't even know her, and she came out there and thought she was messing with her car and got the bag fired. I mean, she went to the extreme of calling the police, talking about some, she was fearful for her life. I'm like, wow, you is the dirtiest brother I ever met with her son. I'm like, you crazy as hell. But yeah, that shit crazy. She confirmed it.
And that's why I feed females with a very, very long spoon.
I mean, for the most part, you got even on the baby daddy page, you got women on that. You don't see too many men on that blasting each other. You got
Yeah, the shit crazy as hell. It's a whole lot of truth on that shit. And they got motherfuckers on there talking about, like say Selena, damn, don't you know your boy, you know, don't your son look like your homeboy? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God. That's crazy as hell. And putting their names out there, I mean, that's just a hot ass mess. And then, you know, if you know the person, you be like, God damn, he sure do look like old boy. So it's just a hot mess. It's a mess, and that's going to get somebody hurt. It's a mess. They got down low brothers of G.I. I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess. It's funny, but it's sad, because, I mean, damn. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Down low brothers from G.I.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got a friend's request from Deadbeat Baby Mama. What's that shit all about?
Deadbeat Baby Mamas, oh yeah, it's a lot of chicks on there. Hey, Deadbeat Baby Mama.
Oh.
You know, got their friends telling her to send the inboxes to the page, you know, so they can put it out there. Like, you know, she heard your house nasty, or you always in the club and such as you. Oh, it's just a mess. This is a hot ass mess. They ate Narisha up, girl. I felt so bad. The girl, Narisha, girl, it was horrible. It was horrible.
All right, now, hold on. Selena.
What?
Rumor is, Baby Legs started that one of those sites.
Nah, yeah, I heard that too. But if everybody can read right, Baby Legs can't even put a sentence together like that. So, nah, it ain't Baby Legs. He ain't smart enough to even think of no shit like that. You know he's stupid, so he would love to put his face on it. So, nah, that ain't him. That's some bogus-ass shit, though. It's somebody from Glen Park, though. I'm like, I'm glad I ain't got to worry about my name being on none of that. But I did hear somebody threw my name, of course, up as soon as he opened his mouth and commented. Motherfuckers just got to say something about Selena. But it wasn't nothing, you know, derogatory. They was just saying this dude. This dude had herpes, and Master kept laughing. So the motherfucker said, shit, well, motherfucker's spectating. If I got that shit, Selena got it, such and such got it. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm not calling him. Like, why you do that? He going to say, man, that dude be pissing me off. I'm like, man, you already, you know. But it was, you know, I ain't trip off of this shit. I know I ain't no deadbeat shit. So I'm like, oh, wow, I guess I'll take that. That's right, you know.
Okay, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Deadbeat Mama page, that's created by a guy, right?
I don't know. No, the same person created both of them pages, Deadbeat Dad, because my cousin Baby Mama was on there. That's the same girl who got fired from her job. And as soon as they started dogging her out, all four of her baby daddies got to dogging her out, and two of them is my cousins. I'm like, oh, my God, that is horrible. And I just would have shut the hell up and read the shit and went on about my business. And she commented back and forth. I'm like, wow, it's a hot-ass mess. It's a hot-ass fucking mess. Oh, well. Somebody's going to get hurt.
That's what's going to happen.
You said what?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, for real, though. I mean, they going real hard. They going real hard as far as talking about people, kids, retarded. It's just terrible. And I'm like, the shit was funny. It was a joke at first. But when you start putting kids in it, you know, that shit crazy. That shit is
right,
a sad truth.
When I first did the page, I was okay, it's kind of funny. Then when I got to see it, God, it's hard on her.
Who?
Some girl. That name.
Yeah.
But that shit went hard on
her. Yeah, they've been real horrible. Talking about how people ain't got their kids no more. Their system got them, and they steady having kids. I'm like, Lord, have mercy.
Right. Can we get that new third big?
Huh?
That listen to Chris Brown.
I'm riding.
All right, baby, can we do the turn down?
I'm sorry. Is that loud? I'm sorry. My little niece wants to hear. Okay, I hear you. Can't hear me.
All right, now Father Time, can we get you to mute your can we get you to mute your webcam, man?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, now I'm glad you brought that up, Selena. That deadbeat, because I believe the shit they got so far that I really believe by next week somebody, y'all gonna read in that Gary paper, somebody been got shot.
For real though, for real. For real. That's a hot mess.
Is it that serious?
I mean,
it's serious.
That, yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. Yeah. And then you just got people to make it, like a girl was on there telling, like, you know, for y'all women who talking about y'all got three kids by this one dude, you know what I'm saying, he owes someone child support. I mean, y'all actually sound like the dumbest, which is true. Shit. If you keep having...
Okay, now all these people that come in, do they like know who each other is?
A lot of them do, yeah. Yeah. But that's what started the
name out there.
Yeah, right. They putting their name out there. Whole name. And like if they got a Facebook page, you know how they got like Selena Eversole, All About Me Ballard or something. They putting their whole, making sure the person knows exactly who it is. I'm like, oh my God, that is so horrible. Because if you don't know them by name, then they're going to put their Facebook page. I'm like, wow.
I'm going to tell you like this. If a motherfucker put my name out there on any one of them, I'm not going to be fun. But if you see me in the street, you better duck.
I ain't worried about it, sir. I ain't worried about my name being on none of that. I ain't a deadbeat. I never cheated because I never been married. So, whatever. And it can't nobody put a word on the street because I don't be in them streets like that. So, it's just a hot mess, though.
Y'all got it going on down there.
Ain't got nothing going on. I ain't down there. It's a hot mess.
I mean, I saw the page.
You know what pisses me off about deadbeat parents? Like, they can be friends, but their kids look like shit nowadays. That be just pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah.
That really do. I just want to slap the shit out of some of these mamas. Like, you can literally, like, get all these motherfucking Rock and Roll outfits, but your kid got to wear a Baby Gap or some shit. What the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Now, Janine, you still with me?
Yeah.
Now, I remember one show you saying that you don't even buy yourself anything. That you buy things for your kids. Now, I'm pretty sure you run across people, you know what I'm saying, that you know what I'm saying, you see people who top-notch, who kids look like shit. I mean, with that being, would you ever say something to them, or you just like, okay, fuck it, that ain't my place to say nothing? Fuck it.
It'd be, hell yeah, because I told my cousin.
I say so.
Yeah.
I say, I'd be like, ooh, look at his tail. Why is his tail so short like that?
Yeah. And you know, the little ugly gotta be cute, gotta stay dressed, you know, and grease stuff real good. God forgive me, but hey, it is what it is.
I mean, because now I can honestly say, I know for a fact that I know me, and I know Father Time for sure. I know me and him, and I know me and him go without a lot of things for the sake of our kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's
my thing is, I mean, when it comes, and we're men,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can actually, if we really wanted to, we could actually go buy us what the fuck we want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm saying we both work. We, you know, we both make decent amount of money. We can pretty much buy us what the fuck we want to buy.
What?
You know what I'm saying? But then my thing is the women.
What?
I mean, if we're men and we're doing this, how the hell is a woman going to sit there and
That's
buy a motherfucking
cute.
Out? buy a Gucci outfit, and they daughter hair ain't even combed.
Right.
That's what I just said.
Right.
Like, some of these parents can be fresh as hell, but how their kids looking like shit. Like, crusty ass nose, hair all over their head, dirty ass fucking shoes. Like, their kids been through a whirlwind. Like, their kids homeless or some shit. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, mm-hmm. Whoa. Let me ask a quick question. Now, after listening to what you just said, how come none of that pressure never falls to the baby mother? But the baby father always catch all the slack.
But you never hear about it. You crazy.
You always hear about that baby daddy who ain't shit, but nobody never talks about the baby mama who ain't shit.
I don't believe that. That's not true.
I'm not the type of person to say like a baby daddy ain't shit. I feel like shit. A person in general can't be shit. They ain't shit. They ain't gonna have shit. They never gonna
right.
be shit. If you don't have no kid, you ain't shit to me. Like straight up, cause you that's that type of motherfucker. You got all your kid looking like a damn bum while you your ass.
Right. And you gotta feel like a damn fool, cause it only take a minute to get a kid dressed and or whatever you get yourself shit. Whatever you bag your kid, it ain't gonna even be half of what is that. So. That part I don't get, but it's, trust me, I think it's way more trifling bitches than it is men just because they women. And you
I agree
you.
With you. I agree with you.
I know, like, one of these bitches, like, was just cool with my cousin. This bitch, like...
Oh, it's faded out. I can't
it's
hear.
Like what?
Right.
I want to deal with the bitch's light.
They must have pissed her off.
Right.
You must have to go gather her thoughts.
I think
baby fathers get such a bad rap, and you have horrible-ass baby mamas that nobody never talk about.
Shit.
Let that man, let that father miss a payment and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
I think it goes both ways. Cause I interact with them.
And you know what? In some cases it is. But now, what about the you know what I'm saying? What about the baby? Is the baby mom so fucking jealous of the baby's daddy because he done made something out of?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And how about the fucking baby mamas that's jealous of their kids? Oh, they're out there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How are you jealous of your own kid?
Yeah, you would believe that. But I'm trying to think of a prime example. Okay, I got this friend. Her daughter was fast because I say because she wasn't really, you know, around. So this little girl who we always thought that was going to be fast and everything. She grew up to have the nice little shape and woo-woo, whatever. And as she got older, she used to have the same shape her mama did before she started popping out kids. So it's like when she started getting older, her mama looked at her like, ugh, her stinking ass or that bitch. I'm like, girl, you said it like this, a damn chick in the street. She get on my nerves. The little girl, you know, made it out of school. She's in the Army now. She said, Selena, as soon as I get out of school, I'm leaving here. I'm tired of babysitting her kids. She having kids after kids. I ain't never having no, you know, doing this her kids. And now the one that she was praising and everything is giving her hell, and she's on baby number two, and she's 17. So I take it like she was jealous of the girl because of the situation her baby daddy and her was in. That's how I look at it. She looked so much like the dude and then had her shave, and she just used to look at her real fucked up, like a chick in the street. I'm like, well, damn. It's your baby. It's of you.
You know what? You're 110% right. Because, I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
That. Oh, I know it firsthand, baby. Trust me.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that one. I don't know how you can be jealous of your own kids.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to.
How is that possible?
All right.
I'm going to break it down for you how you can be jealous of your own kids.
Break it down,
man. You just sit back, man. You got. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
About every damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They, if they're not with the father, they so upset. They're not going to admit that they're upset. So they're going to sit there and keep talking all that bullshit. Oh, he don't do this. He don't do that. Then they no notice that their child grew up. Once their child grew up, man, and that's just like me and you, you both are fathers, you know what I'm saying? Selena, baby, can you cut the music down a little bit? Yo, is you still with me, dog?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. So now, you think, I mean, they grow up and they try to be so hostile towards the father. Well, that didn't work. That didn't work because the kid still loves the daddy. The kid still loves the daddy. And she can see the love coming from that kid. She sees that love coming from that kid, so she does everything she possibly can do to try to make this kid rebel against that father. Well, that don't work, then the next plan, you're going against the kid. The mother's going against the kid. The mother's saying this kid ain't shit. Oh, you ain't shit. Because they feel like the kid is disloyal and all that because this kid loved their father unconditionally. It's bullshit, dog. It's bullshit. It's always been bullshit. And, dude, real talk, and I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you know.
I feel you, dog.
That's fucked up.
Hey, shit happens, though. You know what I'm saying? I hate my baby mama. It's no secret. You ever call and listen to this show, you know how I feel about her ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's
and
real talk. I'm
dirty.
Like I said, I'm going to be real with you, dog. I mean, shit. Right now, my baby mamas, I love my kids. I love my kids with all my heart. But, dog, them motherfuckers, and they know who they are. They know what they do. They know how they act. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to say this, dog. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to the grace of God, my baby, everything's okay. She's good. You know what I'm saying? You had to go to the doctor today. Everything checked out A-okay. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Dog. You get these mothers that's so fucking jealous. Dog, I mean, these motherfuckers tried to take me for everything. I turned around and bought a house. After they tried to take me for everything, these motherfuckers, when I bought the house, these motherfuckers went back to try to take me for some more. And they did. They did get to take me for some more. And I turned around and I bought a truck. Man, these motherfuckers. Dude, I went to court one time because I got, you know, whenever your child support, I mean, whenever you get any type of raise, you know, they let the mothers know, well, he got such and such raise. This motherfucker took me to court because I got a quarter raise. One quarter. They gave us a quarter raise. And that motherfucker took me to court.
For more money.
Motherfucker, hey, man, the judge. That's the first and only time the judge ever been on my side, man. The judge told her, I don't care if he makes $100 an hour. You cannot come back to this courtroom for nothing because you're greedy.
Mm-mm.
That's what he told her?
Yeah,
should have stood up and clapped.
No, and when he wrote it down, I was like, thank you. And then here's the fucked up part. He asked, he said, are you receiving your child support? Yeah. Is he doing for the child? Yeah. The judge said he is doing for the child. Yeah. So he asked, he said, Mr. Scott, how often do you see the child? I said, every weekend. I said, she's with me every weekend. And you want more child support? She said, well, it's supposed to be given to me, don't it? Motherfucking judge told her, I don't care if he get a job making $100 an hour. You won't get another penny.
And that's good, man. But you know what my problem is? This is my problem with my daughter at the moment. Okay, you pay the child support. Technically speaking, anybody that's on the show that's a mother knows this. Technically speaking, once I pay my child support, I'm not obligated to do nothing else.
That's
I don't have to buy a pair of shoes, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not obligated to do another goddamn thing. Legally, I don't have to do shit else. But if I choose to pay my child support and maybe go buy my daughter a pair of shoes, buy her a pair of pants, what mama ain't happy? Who's bitter about that? That shit don't make no goddamn sense to me. Oh, you should have gave me the money. I should have took her shopping. No. Why? Fuck you. I don't have to buy another goddamn thing. As long as I'm paying my child support every month, I ain't got to buy nothing else. I'm not legally bound to do anything else. That's what my child support is for. But then you go out there and do other shit. Hold on for a second, man. Let me make a point. I took my daughter shopping. Right? I took her shopping. Now, my baby's mama, well, she ain't a baby no more, but my daughter's mother was trying to get more child support. I took my daughter shopping. Do you know what this woman did? When I took my daughter back home, she wrote down everything that I bought for her. She wrote it all down on a piece of paper. Went to court. We had to go to court the following Monday. This was on a Saturday. We had to go to court on Monday. She went to court, showed the judge everything that I bought, and told that motherfucker I should have gave the money to her. What the fuck is that? I'm not telling nobody your business.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm making a point.